Okay, Fevra. When we learned last time, we spoke about this machlokes between the Riva and the Rabbeinu Baruch about a situation where I am cooking, let's say, many fish, and acharei kechos hakol, I find out that one of the fish was treif. I remove that treif fish. The shaila is, does that treif up all the other fish? Right, that was a big machlokes between the Riva and the Rabbeinu Baruch, and effectively the Riva is going to be machmir, the Rabbeinu Baruch is mekel, because we'll say that everything is batel berov. Last time we learned, we noted that the Rash has a slightly different mahalach. The Rash says that it's all going to be mutter, not because it is batel berov, but because we are not mechazkinon isura. We don't worry that an iser took place. Now it happens that the shach here in Sifkatin, the shach in Sifkatin Aleph, and the shach that the expression goes is as long as the galus. Right, thank you, JP. So the shach notes that the Rama in the Sefer Teres Chatos has two other reasons why it's going to be mekel. One reason the Ramban the Teres Chatos has that's going to be mekel is because this case is no different than the case of Nishbach. Since Lamaisa, this case is only Aser Midrabanan, and they have a Shaila, Suffolk, if they're Shishim. So therefore, when they have an Iser Drabanan with a Suffolk Shishim, a mekel, that's a din at the beginning of Tzadiches, the regular din of Nishbach, that it is permitted. Additionally, the Rama in Teres Chatos quotes that maybe it should be mutter over here because it's the same as the cases in Simin Kuf Yud Aleph. If I have an Isser that fell into one of two pots, and it's an Isser Derabonan, and between the two pots, I know it fell into one of the pots, but I don't know which one it is. Between the two, let's say each pot has 35 negative amount of Isser. So between the two pots is 70, because 35 plus 35 equals 70. So the Kahai Gavna, the Rama says, is going to be batel, it's going to be mutter. And the reason why it's going to be mutter is because I'm mitzdarif the two pots to the suffix. And both pots together gives me more than shishim keneged the iser. So the Teres Chatos says over here that lecha ora, this should be the same thing. In this case, since I have an iser, and I'm not sure where the Isser is, so it should be mitzdarif, both the chelek in the kedeya and the chelek in the ka'ara. And in that situation, just like we said in Kuf Yud, I'm mitzdarif both of them. So here also I am going to be mitzdarif both of them. And therefore I certainly have shishim. And because I have shishim, therefore I can be mekel. Ad kan divrei hatayres chatos. The shach jumps up and down, and the shach spits wood and nickels, and the shach says, one second, you're assuming that this din is a din derabbanan over here. Mehechatesi, it's a din derabbanan. It's a dag tamei. Dag tamei is aser min hatayra. Beitza sefroach is going to also be l'cha'ora aser. Min ha-tayra. So how can you be mekel? Now maybe you're going to tell me that the reason why I'm mekel is that this case is considered min b'mino. And by min b'mino, min ha-tayra, it's going to be batel b'raif. And therefore, in this case, that's why the Teres Chatos says I could be mekel both based on the svar of nishbach and because of the svar that mitzdarev, the two tashishim, like we had in Kuf Yud Aleph. So the Shach says, that is not mistaber. His lashon is that it's rachok to say that the time of Dag Tamei and the time of Dag Tahar is going to be the same. It's rachok to say. Now, then the Shach kind of says, well, maybe I follow Basar Shema. Well, is that true? That Dag Tamei and Dag Tahar have the same name? Maybe. They are both called Dag. On the other hand, this one is called octopus, this one is called tuna. No? So it's not really the same. So the Shach basically is inclined to reject both reasons of the Teres Chatos. The Shach says that he doesn't think these reasons are reasonable. Rather, the Shach says the only reasons to be Mekel are because of the reason of the Rabbeinu Baruch, that the Rabbeinu Baruch says that I assume that the tray fish is going to be Batol B'Raiv, right? That whatever is treif remains in the Raiv where it is. And that's why you could be Mekel, or the reason of the Rash, which you could also be Mekel on, although I should note that the Taz shows that the Maharshal completely rejects the reason of the Rash. No? The Taz says this in a few places, including the very beginning of Sifkat and Hay. The Taz says that the Maharshal says we don't hold of this reason of the Rash. Okay. So the basic reason to be Mekel, Acharei Kechos HaKol, is the reason of the Rabbeinu Baruch. That's going to be Batol B'Raiv. In other words, I assume that the Isser is among the Raiv. No? I pour the fish from the Kedera into the Kaira. I assume wherever the Raiv is where the treif fish is, and therefore it's going to be Mutter. That's the Svara of the Rabbeinu Baruch that we paskin like. The Gain, Elijah Kramer of Vilna, nonetheless does not like the Svara of the Rabbeinu Baruch. No? Look at the Gain. He says, Be'ikir dina tzarech iyun. Delo dahakaimalon, delo aminon, isura beruba isa, kemosha kosov lael, simen kuf aleph, si'if zayin. The Gain says that I don't assume the Isser is Beroiv. What's the case? The case is Azoy. We have a din of a Chaticha Haru'uya Lehiskabed. And Chaticha Haru'uya Lehiskabed is not Batul. But once you cut it up, so it's not going to be Haru'uya Lehiskabed anymore, and then it will be Batul. No? Let's say I cut one piece of meat. I'm not sure which piece of it is the Chaticha Haru'uya Lehiskabed. I cut one piece of meat, so that one piece is for sure mutter, because maman of shach. If it was not the chaticha re'ilah hiskabed, it's mutter. If it was the chaticha re'ilah hiskabed, it's going to also be mutter, because it's not re'ilah hiskabed anymore. If I cut five pieces, I cut seven pieces, right? So all the pieces that I cut are mutter. Let's say I cut seven pieces. Can I assume that the Isser, the Chaticha Ru'ila Hiskabed, was cut? And if the Chaticha Ru'ila Hiskabed was cut, so then everything should be mutter, even the uncut pieces. So the Mechaber writes, Im nechtecha chaticha, ein toyon, this kuf alof siv zayin, ein tolon lomar, sheha Isser nechtach, ela osa chaticha, she nechtecha bovad, is mutter miman of shach.
Meaning the
Mechaber tells me that even if I cut rove of the pieces, I don't assume that the Isser is in the rove. No? I don't assume that the Chaticha Ru'uya Lehiskabed was for sure cut. No, siri? I can't assume that way. So the Goyin raises an objection. The Goyin raises an objection to this din. The Goyin says, what do you mean that according to Rabbeinu Baruch, we assume that Isser is Beroiv and therefore it's going to be Mutter? Isn't that against the din in Kuf Aleph Se'if Zayin? That's a very strong kasha of the Goyin. That's a very strong kasha. I don't know an answer to that kasha, really. I mean, thinking, maybe there's a difference that when I'm cutting the Isser, it's ki'ilu, I'm being mevato on myself, and that we're not going to allow? I'm really not sure. But b'kitzer hama'asa, acharei kechlos hakol, now we're a teeny tiny bit stuck, no? Because if I reject the Rash's reason, and I reject the reason of the Rabbeinu Baruch, And the two reasons the Torah's chatas don't apply, how on earth can I be makel in this case? And halacha lamaisa, we're makel. Halacha lamaisa, the Ramah says that we're makel. So the Ramah's probably saying that we're makel for a slightly different reason than all that we've said. And that's the svara of lo mechazkinan isura, in the sense that I'm not worried that the Isser created any problem. Like, it's similar to the Rash, but not exactly. Now, the Rash was saying that... The Rash is saying that we assume... I don't know. I'm not sure. It would seem like the Ramah is really following the Svara of the Rash, but then the Taz is rejecting that Svara of the Rash, and then Halacha Lamaisa. Halacha Lamaisa, all the reasons that we have are. All the reasons that we have are actually somewhat problematic. All the reasons that we have are somewhat problematic. Okay. Now, the tzir in this case. The tzir that we have in this case can be one of three things. One tzir is that you pour all the liquid out, and then you pour the fish into the next keli. And the shaila is whether the treif fish aser the other fish when they're in the kedera. The other tzir is that I pour the fish with the water into the other keli. No? In other words, according to the first tzir, it's ki'ilu, what I'm doing is I am straining the fish. I'm straining the water out of the fish. The Badei HaShulchan in Sif Katin Vav gives me all the tzirim. So either I'm straining all the water out of the fish, or I'm pouring the water with the fish. And when I'm pouring the water with the fish, there are two possibilities. Am I pouring all the water and the fish at one time, or am I doing it a little bit at a time? Those are the three tzirim. There's a fourth tier that the Taz notes in, what?
The first one again?
The first tier is that, again, either I strain all the water out and then I'm just pouring the fish into the next keli. Okay. And we explained according to that tier, the svar of the Osrim was that they're choshesh, that the teeny bit of water that remains behind, because obviously when I pour out all the water, the shaila is whether that water has a din of rotav to aser. Right, at the balua in the fifth, maybe that teeny bit of water is considered relative to aser or the other fish. Alternatively, it's not that I strained all the water out. I pour the fish with the water together. If I pour the fish with the water together, so the shaila is there any way that it's not going to be aser kedei klipa? And the shach says, no, of course it's aser kedei klipa. Even though the lashon of the Mechaber and the Ramah sounds like, at least according to the Avinu Baruch, there's no Isser at all. The third possibility is, I'm pouring fish with water, I'm pouring the fish with water, kima, kima. I'm not pouring it all at one time, I'm pouring it slightly, a little bit now, a little bit later, that's the third. See, again, in the Badei HaShulchan Sifkat and Vav, he presents these three tzirim. Good? Ben.
Within the first seer, is it that you only had shishim when the water was there?
No, I think I'm going to have shishim just the fish alone.
Okay, so
but do I have to worry that since I poured out the water, so now it's ki'ilu that the fish which are on top of the water level are not mitzuraf to the fish at the bottom? And then I don't have tension in the fish at the bottom, and the mayim will that fish at the bottom, trade fish at the bottom, will asr all the fish around it. Then when I pour it into the next keli, that little bit of water that goes with it is enough to asr all those fish.
So you didn't pour out all the water, you poured out half of it.
Well, even if I pour out all the water, I think a little bit, I don't know, I think the mitzvah just is that when you pour out all the water, a little bit remains. I think that's the mitzvah. At least this is the way I understand it. I don't know. And if, I never cook fish, right? I wouldn't know. But this, I think, is the pshat. There's a fourth tzir over here, which the Baal HaShulchan speaks about in Sifkot and Tesvav, and the Taz has in Sifkot and Hay. And that's, let's say I take out each fish with a spoon. So the Kahai Gavna, says the Taz, I have to worry that for sure the spoon became treif from one of the treif fish. And then that spoon will aser all the fish afterwards. In this case, l'cha'ira, I can't say that the iser is beruba because I'm doing each item on its own. And it's like there is a mamanav shach of sorts. The mamanav shach is that if that tray fish came out in the first ones, so then it's going to answer, then the spoon will answer everything. If it came on the last one, then that tray fish answered everything that stayed behind. So in the manafshach, it should be a problem. That's the simple reading of the Taz and Sifkot and Hay. That it's aser in the manafshach. Nonetheless, there is a little bit of a wrinkle, because when you read the Taz slowly and carefully, it doesn't sound like he's asering based on a manafshach. It sounds like he's asering because I'm not going to say safik derabbanan lahakel when there's some sort of chazaka. And that already creates difficulty to understand that taz and sifkat and hay. The Prima Godin works at it. The Baal HaShulchan tries to present it. The pashtus is the manafshach is a reason why it should be aser, and you don't need the whole cheshbon of the iser v'heter, that it's a suffix where it is, but since we know for sure there was a tray fish over here, it's like ischazik isura, and I don't say suffix drabanon, the makom ischazik isura. Now, if the iser v'heter is saying I don't say suffix drabanon, the makom ischazik isura, kayadua, this is a well-known discussion a machlokas between the Shach and the Pri Chadash in Kuf Yud, I believe, Os Samach Dawud. That the Shach and the Pri Chadash, we spoke about this already, right? We still to the discussion by Sefiras HaOmer, whether it's Heter Gomor, etc., right? So, whether or not I say Safek Rabban Lahaka, B'makayim Yischazik Yisura, is a well-known machlokas, and you get an impression that the Isser v'Heter over here is saying that I don't say Safek Rabban Lahaka, B'makayim Yischazik Yisura, although that whole reason might be unnecessary. Let's go weiter. In the sugya of Achbara B'Shichra, Achbara B'Chala, that sugya that we love so much in Simen Kuf Dalet. So, you get the impression from the Gemara that the achbar itself would taste geschmack. The only thing is that people might not want to eat the achbar because it's a disgusting thing. That would mean that the taste of the achbar on its own is geschmack. The only thing is that because it's achbar, you don't want to eat it. The Netziv in the Merome Sada, there in Avodah Zarah Samach HaSamachtes, the Netziv warns that way. And l'cha'ora, this is the pshat in the Rashba that is quoted in Kuf Dalet Se'if Gimel, that devarim hamu'usim shenafshar sha'odom kotzabahem, like nemolim and like zavuvim, that kol odom is bodel mayhem mi asusan, so afilon is arvu betavshel, v'nimcha gufan l'tochan, if the heter is roiv al ha'isr, it's going to be mutter. Meaning that we are saying, and the makar for this Rashba, is from the din of Achbar, that the yesod of Achbar is not that we're questioning whether the Achbar has a good taste or a bad taste. The taste is a vada good. However, since you know it comes from Achbar, therefore it could be nosin tan lafgam. It's a din of nosin tan lafgam in a different sort of way. It's pogum because you know the source of the iser. Now, if this is the pshat in the Rashba, so l'cha'ura nir lafianias daiti, that Tosfos in Avodah Zarah clearly disagrees. Because Tosfos frekta kasha, lit ame kfeila, no? Tosfos says, when the achbar falls in, how can you have a suffix if it's no sin tam lafgam, no sin tam lashabach, let a kfeila taste it? So Tosfos answered that keneged the bad taste, the pogum taste of the achbar, you have a higher alcohol content, as it were. And therefore, since I have a higher alcohol content, that's why it's going to be osir. And we noted that Tosfos seems to be saying, like the Ran, in terms of the din of Noisin Tam Lefgam, Noisin Tam Leshevach, that for the Ran, the yesod is that if you get Hana'ah, or if you don't get Hana'ah, and Hana'ah Mikol Makom is considered Hana'ah, so therefore Riboy Hakamas is considered Hana'ah, and increased alcohol content is also considered Hana'ah. Now the impression that I get from that Tosfos is clearly against this Rashba. Because that Tosfos is saying that the question of Achbar is a question of, ultimately, there's a bad taste, but it adds alcohol content, etc., etc., etc. And thus, I'm dealing with the tam like the tam is geshmak or ungeshmak. But according to the Rashba and the Merome Sadev, the Netziv, the issue is not about the tam per se, the issue is about the knowledge that this item is pagum. If it's out the knowledge that this item is pogum, so then l'cha'ora, any bug, nemolim, zevuvim, yitushim, you know where it comes from. So therefore it's going to be considered nice and tan lafgam, because you know that it comes from a disgusting place. That's the pshat in the Rashba, which is in the Mechaber Kuf Daled Se'if Gimel, and in Kuf Zayin Se'if Beis also. The Kuf Yosebo is a Davar Ma'os, and it's found in the Tavshel Zarkai, and the Tavshel is Mutter, because plate of these items does not aser. The Prima Godim over here raises a question, that in Kuf Dalet, if Gimel, where this is presented, it says you need Roiv Keneged the Isser. But in Kuf Zayin, if Beis, it does not say that you need Roiv Keneged the Isser. The Prima Godim raises this objection. So this is a Prima Godim in Sifsei Das Os Gimel. So Prima Godim answers that when it's Nimcha Letocha, if the item, like the bug, is inside the tavshel still, and it just broke apart, so b'kahagavnu, you need roiv. But if it's not nimchal ataycha, if it's just the tam, so you don't need roiv. Apparently, and Reb Feivel Cohen speaks this out over here, in Sivkotin Yudches, apparently, if it's only the time of the Isser, it's not a Chepsa Shal Isser, the time is not Nechshav Kemamish, it's only Nechshav based on the din of time Ke'ikr. When there's no time Ke'ikr, it's okay. But when you have the Mamish of the Isser, then you need Rov Kenegdo. That's what emerges from this din. Now, L'cha'ayra, if we're correct, that the din, the way the Rashba presents it, that the Svara over here is because you know that it comes from a bug, That's why it's pogum. But the flavor on its own could be geschmack. So let's say I know that there is some bug juice. Remember in Eretz Yisrael, like as kids, like when you're a kid, it's like shanash on the bet, right? So there was like a type of punch that they would serve, which they called bug juice. People remember this? Right? So let's say you really know it's bug juice, but your friend doesn't know. Are you allowed to give it to him? So Reb Feivel Cohen in the Ba'alei HaShulchan notes that if the pogum over here is like the Rashba says, because you know it came from a bug, so therefore for me it's mutter, because I know it came from a bug, but you don't know it came from a bug, so I'm not allowed to give it to you. No? That's a little interesting. That's going to be mutter for me, not for you. He says, "Lefi zeh osur lahagish lachaveru shelo yada mizeh lecho mimeno de lachaveru." It's not nice and tan lefgam. He writes, "Stimas haposkim." You don't get that impression, but in his assessment, you would get that impression. So lechora, we have a machlokas between the Rashba and the Ba'alei HaTosfos about why is it that achbar is mutter. If it's for achbar is usar and sheikhar, but what's in other stuff? Is it because the flavor is bad? Or is it because the flavor is geschmack, but you know it came from an achbar? The nafgamina might be zavuvim. The mechaber and the rama are meko on zavuvim. Meko on zavuvim is because they assume, like the Rashba, that when something comes from something disgusting, and you know it's there, so therefore it's mutter. Nonetheless, the shach, at the end of Kuf Zayin, the Shach quotes a whole bunch of Achronim who say that you have to be worried that Zavuv tastes Gevaldik, no? That would mean that they're assuming that the din of Nosin Tan Lefgam is because it really tastes bad as opposed to tastes good, and it has nothing to do with the ugliness from whence it comes. The Ba'alei HaShulchan on page Kuf Tzadi Zayin of the first volume of Taruvus, I have to tell you which volume we're using, because so on page Kuf Tzadi Zayin of the first volume of Taruvus, he notes our favorite sugya of Meiraglayim Shel Chamar. In the sugya Meiraglayim Shel Chamar, you get the impression from that Gemara at the beginning of Bechoros that there's going to be some Isser in Meiraglayim Shel Chamar. It's two opinions in Shulchan Aruch Simin Pei Aleph, but some assume it's Aser Midrabonon. Some paskin that way. Why is it Aser? I don't you know that it came from somewhere disgusting. So why is Meiraglayim Shel Chamar Aser? So Reb Feivel points out that the Chazonish says that Meiraglayim Shel Chamar maybe tastes very good. And those in time of Gam is only when you know that tastes bad. So Reb Feivel points out that Chazonish L'cha'ora is against this Rashba, no? The Rashba that appears both in Kuf Dalet, Se'if Gimel, and Kuf Zayin, Se'if Beis. Rather, the Pshat and Meiraglayim Shel Chamar is probably different. Meiraglayim Shel Chamar is, there are certain things which are mamish so disgusting that you would never eat them. Then there are other things that, like Mashal Mahadavra Dom in medicine. Sometimes you close your eyes, you put your fingers on your nose, and you go down the hatch. No? Remember doing this as a kid with medicine? It could be that Meiraglayim Shel Chamar isn't as disgusting. And let's say you would need it for refuah, you would take it. A zavuv! Can't say that's so disgusting, you're not going to take it, you're not going to eat it at all. But the Meiraglayim Shel Chamar, right, and the Bible quotes this on page Kuf Tzadi Zayin over there, he quotes it from the Pre-Toar, that the Pre-Toar is saying that maybe Meiraglayim Shel Chamar is not as disgusting as the other things. Okay, so these are some of the discussions. I think this took us to the end of Kuf Zayin to the best of my understanding. L'cha'ayra, I think we finished Simin Kuf Zayin. Shavuos is coming. It's the Zman of Matan Torah, which really means that we have an opportunity to be Mekabel the Torah once again, which is a very special thing, that almost as the Zman ends, we have an opportunity to kind of push a restart button and get a new geschmack out of it. One of my friends posted on Facebook the other day, Chaim Seyman posted an interesting insight. He said, L'chora, the minhag of staying up all night Shavuos makes absolutely no sense. It's really bad for your learning. Why on earth would you do it? So he suggested that maybe the pshat is that when you're really in love, you do stuff that's irrational. Right? When you're really in love, you'll spend all night talking, even though you know it's going to kill you for the next day, week, month. Right? People do that. And the idea maybe is that we're mekabel the Torah anew, we're pushing the restart button, and we're trying to show the Rebbe Nishom, you know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we really are in love with your Torah, right? Torah is so geschmack, and that's basically what we're trying to say if we stay up all night on Shavuos. I have to admit, before I was the rabbi of the shul, I did not stay up all night Shavuos the last couple of years because I thought it wasn't fair to my family that I would stay up all night and kind of be a wreck. For the rest of Yontif, I became the rabbi of the shul. I started staying up all night. I'm not sure what I'm going to do next year. We have to think about that still. But we should have a good Yontif and Shkoyach.